But I will say this, I think it was time for the organization to move on and for Mike to move on. And I have no regrets in making that decision. I have a great deal of respect for Mike, obviously, and would support him as much as I can in anything that he wants to do in the future.
Those words from Broncos president and CEO, Mr. Pat Bowlen, who said earlier today that it was one of the most difficult decisions he's had to make during his tenure with the Denver Broncos. There was a press conference held today here at Dove Valley, right here in the team meeting room, which involved Mr. Bowlen talking first, followed by Coach Shanahan. It lasted for about an hour's time period, and you could really just get a sense as to how big of a story this was. I mean, all of the newspapers and all of the television cameras and the live trucks surrounding the Dove Valley complex, it really was a big day for the Broncos organization. And as far as the Broncos organization is concerned, Mr. Bowlen said that he made this decision because he felt it was time for a change.
I just felt that it was time for a change. I think 21 years with one organization or 14 years as a head coach is about long enough, you know, and I think we want to go in a different direction. This season didn't go as well as I'd hoped it would go, and I'm not laying the blame on the coach for that. We just didn't get it done. We were not the team that we should have been, but that's not the primary reason that I'm here today. It was one of the reasons that I guess I decided to make the change at this point in time.
And part of the reason why this was such a difficult decision for Mr. Bowlen was because of the relationship he had established with Coach Shanahan. This thing dates back 21 years. Coach Shanahan was first an assistant here and then later became the head coach for the next 14 seasons. But it was a positive outcome here today. The Broncos are going in a different direction, and Mr. Bowlen expects his friendship with Shanahan to continue.
Mike and I have always had a close relationship. Obviously, it's going to be a little strained at this point, but I think as we go down the road, we'll continue to respect and appreciate each other, and I think we'll continue to be friends.
So now the Broncos are starting a new chapter here, and part of that's going to be hiring their next head coach, which Mr. Bowlen said he's not sure his list of candidates yet at this time, but he did say this. He was confident that this is one of the premier jobs in the league, and that the next coach here is going to have to carry on the traditions of this franchise.
This job here, and I don't say this in any braggadocious fashion at all, but this is a very highly thought of job. And I expect that we'll get a very good head coach. This is a process that starts today. You know, and it didn't start yesterday. You know, yesterday was the day I had to terminate my head coach, and it was a very difficult day. Now, today we start the process of selecting a new head coach. And I'm not sure how long that'll take. And I don't even know who the candidates are at this particular point in time. But we will get a good head coach.
That's going to do it here from a busy day at Dove Valley as the offseason got kicked off to a pretty busy start. But the Broncos now are moving in a new direction as a franchise. Now, if there's any kind of announcements that's made, make sure you check back to DenverBroncos.com, and we'll have all of your coverage. Thanks for watching.